Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The Eureka Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating wanted felon Robert Christopher Hunter. Hunter is wanted for multiple theft-related crimes in Eureka, as well as for multiple felony warrants. If you know Hunter's location, please contact law enforcement. The Eureka City Council will hold a special council meeting tomorrow at 1 o'clock to address a complaint filed by a citizen alleging the council violated the Brown Act. That citizen, Dale Preston, sent a letter to the city alleging that council members violated the Brown Act by holding a series of meetings outside of public purview and discussed the appointment and then repeal of Alex Stillman to the North Coast Railroad Advisory Board. The council will discuss and vote on a resolution to cease and desist and not repeat past action that is alleged to have violated the Brown Act. Emergency personnel responded to a vehicle versus bicycle collision near Commercial and Broadway in Eureka on Friday night. Traffic officers found the injured cyclist, Pedro Velasquez, and after interviewing the driver of the vehicle and witnesses, they determined that Velasquez was riding in the dark, heading the wrong way, and without any lights or reflectors on his bike. Velasquez was struck by a vehicle headed northbound and suffered a fractured kneecap, along with other minor injuries, and was taken to the hospital for treatment. Drugs and/or alcohol are not suspected of playing a role in the collision, and there were no arrests made. The sheriff's office is searching for two men who are suspects in a residential burglary in Eureka last week. One man, 20-year-old Eureka resident Tyrell Medley, was arrested following a pursuit into the Sequoia Park area. The three men are suspected of burglarizing a residence on Redwood Drive and were seen by the homeowners before fleeing the scene on bicycles. A responding deputy spotted Medley and the other two men and they fled, and only Medley was found. He was in possession of items taken during the burglary and was booked into county jail. The other two suspects remain at large and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. If you plan on cutting down your Christmas tree this year, you're going to need a permit to do so. Beginning Wednesday, permits for the Six Rivers National Forest will be available at locations throughout the county. The permits cost $10, and there is a limit of two per household. Christmas tree cutting with the permits is allowed on each day of the week through December 23rd, and permit buyers will be given tags to be attached to cut trees. For more information, contact Six Rivers National Forest. Humboldt County's new undersheriff, Billy Hansel, was sworn in during a ceremony on November 4th. Hansel brings 18 years of law enforcement experience to the position, including time spent as a lieutenant for the Humboldt State University Police Department and as an officer with the Eureka Police Department. Hansel described the responsibilities of the undersheriff.
Well, the undersheriff is basically second command of the sheriff's office, and it has operational authority over the law enforcement branch and the corrections side. And I am the top of the triangle of this big organization that helps run this organization.
Hansel replaces Michael Thomas, who retired in early October. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Former interim Eureka Police Chief Merle Harpum isn't the only top-level Eureka employee who wore that interim tag until the hiring of new Chief Andrew Mills was finalized. Mike Knight wears an interim title as well. Knight is serving as Eureka City Manager following the abrupt resignation of Bill Panos and until a full-time manager is hired. Knight is considered an excellent fit by council members, staff, and residents, and he's watched as Chief Mills has taken over his new job. Knight thinks Mills was an excellent choice for Eureka.
The chief, I think, is going to be an excellent fit for this community. And one of the things that stands out for me that I really like is he plans to come to town and listen to his staff and listen to the community.
Knight is excited by Chief Mills' desire to spend the first few months listening to residents and business owners.
He's organizing walking tours as we speak in the different wards and in Henderson Center and downtown so that he can actually be on the ground, you know, engage in discussions with the community members, residents, and business owners.
Knight is also encouraged by Mills' plan to take the time to learn the lay of the land before instituting any drastic changes in the police department. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.